When Hashem wants to give blessing to the world, blessing starts there. Anywhere it's got to get to, it starts there. God says, this is where there's a, so to speak, a direct tunnel. I come down through here, and through here I go to the world. If prophets have to prophesy, it comes through there. When we stand in prayer all over the world, we're facing there. We always face Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, and more focused to the Temple Mount. And so I think the first song it's fitting to sing tonight is the song we've learned. Those of you who know it will join, and those who don't should learn and join also. Mimkomcha Malkeinu Tofia, where we ask Hashem to appear from His place and rule over us, v'timloch aleinu kim chakim anachnu lach, for we're waiting. We'll quickly do just the tune and then we'll do it with the words. Da 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 מחכים אנחנו לך, מתי תמלוך בציון? בקרוב בימינו לעולם ועד תשכון. בתוך ירושלים עירך לדור ועדור ולנצח נצחים. I think we should take advantage, it's early, try to get in a few more songs.
because later on I don't think we're going to be able to sing. People around here sleep. People do live here. One of the things that our generation is challenged with is appreciation. Firstly, because it's the beginning of the knowledge of God. One of the first levels one has to attain is to appreciate. Appreciate his fellow man, appreciate things he has. And this allows him to appreciate God. One of the prime enemies of the recognition of God is lack of appreciation. And lack of appreciation stems from an incorrect and imbalanced ego, what we call haughtiness. When one can recognize truthfully how much really one is contingent on God and how much really one has received, that is the beginning of recognition that God's running the world. And this stems from a basic sense of appreciation. One of the things that many of us are spoiled with is the fact that we could be here tonight. The fact that we could go to the temple. The fact that we have a state of Israel. For better, for even better, however you want to view the state. Bottom line, we're here. We're in Israel. We're in Jerusalem. And now we have, the top of that, we have the ability to go to the wall where generations, the Gra spent his life wishing to come here and basically spent his death trying to come here. And we today, we spend a little bit of money, it's not cheap, but we hop on a plane and we're here. And in 12 hours, we could achieve what our ancestors couldn't achieve their whole lives as far as coming here and being by the Kotel. I think it's very proper that the next song we should sing should be the verse in Tehillim that speaks about giving thanks to Hashem. And what can we even say as thank you? What can we do to thank God? Okay, he doesn't need us. It's funny, you appreciate these things more when you're a parent. My son was wanting me to give him a certain cereal for breakfast. So he started drawing. So his drawings are basically a few colored lines on a piece of paper. So I have to think which papers I don't need that he could draw his colored lines on. And it's always a challenge. Let's go find some paper that I don't need anymore. So he asked me for a cereal this morning, which he only gets on Shabbos. And then he looks at me and he says, if you give me that cereal, I'll make you a drawing. So I was thinking, boy, that's interesting. That's how we are with God. We think like we're doing a favor. We'll pray better, we'll keep mitzvot better. It's just like the little boy, he's doing me a favor. So yeah, I said, thank you, I'm waiting for the drawing. I made sure after his breakfast he's going to make me that drawing, right? We have to show appreciation. That's how you build a kid. But at the end of the day, that's what we're saying here. Ma ashiv l'Hashem, we say it in Hallel. What can I give back to Hashem? Kol tagmuloi alai, for everything that he's done for me. What can I give back? That's one of the challenges that children have. That's one of the reasons I think that children tend to rebel in the teenage years, because it's a middle ground. It's a situation where you're getting, and you realize you're getting, and you feel like you wouldn't have to be getting, and you don't want to owe anyone anything, but you realize you do owe someone something. Up until a kid reaches like 13, he doesn't realize he's getting. He takes everything for granted. And afterwards, he comes to terms with it. But those middle years where you realize, hey, I'm getting, and I'm not giving back, and I owe something, and really I should pay back, that's very tough. We don't like owing anyone anything that infringes upon our self-being, our ego. A healthy ego can take it, but it's difficult. So that's what we're saying here. Ma ashiv l'Hashem, what can we pay back to Hashem? Kol tagmulo elai, for everything he's done for me. So kos Yeshua tesa, I raise a cup out of salvation. Uvshem Hashem eka, I call out in Hashem's name and I pay my vows. That's the best I can do. So again, we'll start with a tune, and let's try to keep it a little bit low. I think it'll also be nicer that way, and maybe we'll even merit not to have any complaints from the neighbors. Ah,
na 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 na
For those of you who are new, you should just know that each song that's here, no one knew. We learned them. This is after a year that each Thursday night we learn one new song, and then every Thursday night we try to review the older songs. So don't get discouraged. Everything you're hearing now is from people who started off not knowing any of it.
So I'll be better one day?
We live life saying I'll be better one day.
Tomorrow.
Just don't quote that when my kid's 13, okay?
These are recorded though? Or not?
Yeah, these are recorded also.
Like on CD stuff?
This is on the web, yeah.
Ma
shiv la Hashem kol zagmolo hi alai kos yeshuot esa o beshem Hashem
na 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 Yeshiva, do we have drinks for everyone? The store down there, it was open till 9. No? Okay, no, thanks. Can't deep, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. I want to take a vote. We didn't get to do Parsha class this week. And I want to take a vote. How many people want to do Parsha tonight? I don't know how much we're going to get done. So we'll choose on the next class. I'm thinking, well, Mitzvah have a class on the Kotel that we're still going to have. And maybe we'll end with that. And now the question is, what's the next class? How much will it get? We won't get, we didn't get the range.
The process of why is that going to be on the test?
we have not yet.